Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
On the phone with us is, wow, someone who's wondering what she's just walked into. Holly Taylor's on the line. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Holly Taylor is the host of Good Company on Faith Strong Today and, of course, right here on Joy Radio. Monday, February the 4th, which would be this Monday coming up, kids, faithstrongtoday.com begins airing Good Company with Holly Taylor weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And here's what I understand about this, Holly. I'll let you talk eventually. Mm-hmm. Holly will combine the best in Christian music and talk, streaming live at faithstrongtoday.com and on air across Canada's largest market on Joy Radio, CJYE. Did I get that right? Like, am I
Yeah, I think so.
Am I on point with this or what?
You are. That's what I've been told. No. Great music and a lot of talk. So there you go.
Holly, I want to ask you five very strange and random questions because I want our listeners to get to know you a little bit. They can go and read about, you know, what you've done and, you know, how you're this broadcasting guru and all the great things you've done in your life and what kind of an awesome person you are. But I want to, I just want to ask you weird questions, basically.
Yeah, go for it.
Are you sure you're ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, all right.
I'm sitting down.
Okay, first question is, scrunch or fold?
Oh, scrunch. We're talking toilet paper, right?
We are. And what is wrong with you? Who scrunches? The risk factor is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness.
I have kids. I don't have the luxury of folding anymore.
That's a great answer.
They're knocking at the door.
I don't have
it's
the
luxury. I have to hurry.
That's really, really good. Really good. Question number two. What is one thing you know for certain?
Oh, that's a great question. I have two kids.
Oh, that's the one thing you know for... I was waiting for a little bit of philosophy or something.
They're
there.
Knocking at the door.
Yeah. You have two kids. No. Tell me about the children. Tell me about the kids.
Sure. They are 5 and almost 3. And they're both girls. They have lots of energy. They don't sleep well at night still. And but they are joys. It's like, you know, the old saying, it's like the best of times, it's the worst of times.
Yes.
That's the phase of life that we're in.
Yeah. Which one do you like better?
Oh, I can't say that.
Well, maybe not on air, but
I like how she thought for just a second. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, I shouldn't answer. No, because the reality
is...
Depends on the day, exactly. You know, that's the right answer. Yeah. When was the last time you wept uncontrollably?
Ooh, probably a couple weeks ago.
How come? Or is it too personal?
No, I was in the car, I was listening to a song, and it just hit me so hard. And I was just like, this is the song I needed to hear right now. And I just started to cry like a crazy person.
What song was it?
In the car.
What song was it? Short People Got No Reason to Live? What is that?
It's actually a Casting Crowns song.
Oh, man. Is that a band?
Yeah.
What's Casting Crowns?
Casting Crowns, yeah. Christian band.
Oh, it's a band.
Yeah, okay. A Christian band, so. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Would you rather read minds or accurately predict the future?
Read minds.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because I think if I could accurately predict the future, it'd freak me out. So if I could just read somebody's mind and know what they were thinking about me or a situation, then I would like that.
Would you rather go back to the past to meet your loved ones who passed away or go to the future to meet your grandchildren?
passed.
So you don't care about your grandchildren. Okay, all right.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. My husband and I are watching Flash. And I thought it would be really cool to go back in time and just kind of see what it was like growing up for my parents, for my grandparents. I feel if I knew too much about the future, again, I think that'd make me feel a little uneasy. And what if I was expecting grandkids and there were no grandkids?
Yeah, that'd be an awkward conversation.
Yeah, exactly. When I came back.
would Holly Taylor, host of Good Company on Face Drunk Today and Joy Radio, would Holly Taylor like to run at 100 miles an hour or fly at 10 miles an hour? Or kilometers? Run?
Yeah, run. Yeah.
So you don't want to fly?
No, not really. I think, I like to run, which sounds kind of weird. Like, I enjoy it, so I just think if I could run really fast, that would be a kind of a cool thing, and then maybe I could run races and then win some money.
Wow.
That's why you see
the wow.
Go to the Olympics, get some medals, get some sponsorships. It's all about the business.
they'll question the steroids, though.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have to slow down there at the end. Okay, here's the your last two questions. Maybe we'll go three. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Mullets or mutton chops?
Mullets.
All right.
Because it's a party in the back and business in the front, right?
Yeah. Oh, I live those days.
Tim the Tool here has a driver's license picture where he has...
Awesome.
He looks like a redneck Andre Agassi.
I look like Billy Ray Cyrus in the...
After picture?
No, the Achy Breaky Heart video.
Here's the next one. Tattoos or piercings?
Can I say both?
No, you have to pick one. That's not... Come on.
Pick.
Yep.
Tattoos.
Yoga pants or jeans?
Jeans.
Okay, so you don't exercise a lot.
I try not to.
What's your God story? And please entertain us with dark details.
Yeah, sure. My God story. Oh, goodness. It's a long story. I became a Christian when I was really young. I was probably about 5.
See, we've done a whole segment on whether that's like a real thing, becoming a Christian at 4 or 5 or whatever. Anyway, go
and
ahead.
People have asked me that, and I specifically remember making that decision, and it really did shape the future decisions that I made, and it was so real to me. And yes, it's more the childlike faith, but when I went through some really difficult times, my mom was in an abusive marriage, and that was a stepfather for me. And so that was a really difficult time for me growing up. And having that decision made at a young age really did help me navigate some of those really traumatic and difficult times going through junior high. I'll tell people that I'm a recovering man-hater because that's like a big part of my story about God working in my life and really saving me from a much worse situation. And then to fast forward to today, I mean, with that history, with my ex-stepdad, we now have a pretty good relationship.
Wow.
So it's been really cool watching God just change my heart from it being really, really calloused towards men and male, you know, figures, which is tough when you think of God as a male. And if it's like, if God's a father,
yeah.
And that's a father figure, and that's what dads do, like, I don't want any part of that. So again, making that decision early really helped me understand the idea of God the Father in a different kind of way and really wrestle with that, that situation. So,
you see,
I
knew there was, like, I don't know anything about you, but I knew there was depth. I knew there was a story because I've heard you do what you do professionally. I've heard you on radio, and we've talked a couple times on the phone over the last 16 years of me doing the show. I can't remember the last time we talked, but I just knew that you had substance and authenticity, and I love that about you, and I'm so stoked that you're doing this show. So happy.
Oh, thank you.
The show is called Good Company. It's, well, you can go to faithstrongtoday.com. And it's 5 to 6 p.m., and it starts Monday. So this is every stinking day, 5 to 6 p.m., starting this Monday. Man,
yep.
I'm proud of you. I couldn't do that. There's no way I could do that.
Well, thank you. And I hope that it will be something where the whole idea of good company and just really being able to not just have a show of me, but I really want to have...
No, I've got that covered.
Tuning in, you know, exactly, you do. Check. But I want people to interact. I want people to send me emails or to call. I want to know what's going on with them, too. I want them to be the company as much as, you know, having our regular guests and contributors and me. Like, I want us to be all together the show, not just me and the guests.
Well, for the first time in Faith Strong Today's history, they're going to be connecting our listeners, you guys, every weekday in an immediate and topical program during this interactive hour on faith and culture. Holly and other Faith Strong Today contributors will discuss a variety of topics, spin today's hottest hits, and connect you via text messages and social media. Of course, the program will also be available on demand through the MyJoy radio app for Apple and Android devices, or catch up with a daily best of podcasts. Holly Taylor has worked a lot in the broadcasting industry, and she's now part of the team here. What a pleasure to have you, Holly. I look forward to hearing all about your success.
Oh, well, thank you, and I appreciate that.
You take care out west. See you, Holly.
I will. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Is that how they say it out west?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Good. See you later, man.
Yeah. Use guys.